Here's a thought I'll title Two Types of Photographing. I may be speaking only for myself here, but I found that I have two completely different types of photographic sessions when I'm out in the world gathering images. Most typically, I'm definitely out photographing. Most likely, I've traveled somewhere with the purpose of photographing. It is a photographic outing. And I'm photographing purposefully, extensively, intensely, for a few hours or sometimes even a few days. That's concentrated photographic work. And with that kind of work, I tend to want to be sort of isolated on my own, traveling at my own whims, stopping wherever I want to photograph. I think of it as somehow a more serious approach to the activities I undertake in the field. But then, there's another completely different kind of photography that I find that I do, again, with some regularity, where I'm not really looking for photographs, but they appear without me searching for them. I might be just driving to the grocery store, or traveling to the family, or some such thing. But nonetheless, I see images. The light is just right. The scene is just right. Everything comes together, and I think, oh, if I only had a camera. Well, at least that's what I used to think. Until I recognized how frequent those kinds of opportunities pop up. For years, for decades, those kinds of opportunities were fleeting. They passed me by. I didn't make any images because I didn't have my camera with me. It wasn't a photographic session, so I wasn't thinking photographically. But, you know, I couldn't help but see things and wish I had a camera with me. For the roughly 35 years that I used a view camera, I don't have any images from that time period that are from those fleeting, look at those gorgeous light kind of moments. It wasn't until I started using digital photography that I changed my thinking about those fleeting, non-photographic photographs because of two things. One, the ability to do handheld photography. Two, to have a camera that I could carry with me everywhere I went in the car. And I didn't need a big heavy tripod and a light meter and sheet film loaded and ready to go, etc. My photography became a little bifurcated. There were times when I was out photographing on purpose that I wanted my serious camera, my best camera, the one with the most capabilities, and all the accessories and gear that goes along with it. But what about all those other times when there are some great photographs to be made while I'm on my way to somewhere that's not a photographic destination? I first started thinking about this really seriously in the mid-2000s, and in 2009, when I went to Japan, I took with me a little snapshot camera, small digital camera that I could literally fit in my shirt pocket or my coat pocket and carry with me everywhere for doing touristy-type snapshots. Well, somewhere along the line in that trip, I was out to dinner without my camera gear. I had finished photographing for the day. But I started seeing things, and fortunately, with my little pocket camera, I was able to photograph them. Now, that camera didn't shoot RAW. I think it was 6 megapixels. So it was inadequate for the kind of work I might want to do as serious artwork. But I realized the potential of a bifurcated gear strategy. One set of gear for real serious photography, and a different set of gear for carrying with me everywhere. And that's what I do now. I have a pocketable camera that goes with me everywhere, that does shoot RAW, that's 16 megapixels, and when I integrate those images with my quote-unquote serious camera, you would never be able to tell the difference. And what that strategy has effectively done is turned my entire life into one of photographic possibility and continual sensitivity to the potentially photographable.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.